This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Here is your host, Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee, live from the RNC. The RNC in MKE. I said it yesterday, but you got to follow the hashtag at the hashtag WTMJ at RNC, whatever social platform you're on, to hear and see and experience all the amazing coverage from our team. Again, no matter what platform you're on, so many great stories, so many wonderful people. It's all happening right here in the heart of the state in downtown Milwaukee. Today, we're going to look at Airbnbs, more of what's happening in the bar, event venue, and restaurant scenes. I may even know where Mitch McConnell held his party. And because it's an event of such scale, why we should maybe be aware, for sure, be aware of potential sex trafficking and impacts in and around the Milwaukee area. We'll close with a LinkedIn post from a local business leader whose venue didn't get RNC business, but his thoughts are incredibly insightful. But now, Josh Albrecht, as he has all week, well, it's only been one day, Josh, joins us, the Chief Marketing Officer from Visit Milwaukee. Josh, how's your day one?
Hey, day one was fantastic. It was busy. It was definitely hot.
Yes.
That was a big comment for people, but we reminded them to take a walk over to the lakefront, and many of the people we talked to did that, and they said it was beautiful and very cooling down. So it's always cooler by the lake.
Yes, without a doubt. So one of the biggest things social-wise that I saw was from Brandon Pope. He's a reporter for the CW26 in Chicago. He posted on X, amazing picture that's now at almost 9 million impressions. Simple thought, Milwaukee's food scene is underrated and deserves respect. Crew dinner last night, yes, this is a pasta flight. I think we have on the line the owner of Dorsia. Gino, are you here?
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Gino, how are you? How are things on Brady Street today?
Oh, things are great. Yeah, that's a pretty exciting tweet, I guess. I mean, I'm not a super social media guy, but a buddy of mine in Chicago called me and said, hey, this thing's kind of hot right now, talking about your restaurant. And so, I mean, that is pretty incredible, isn't it?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, it's great to see people getting out and about all across the area and experiencing our independent restaurants. I walked past the Pabst Theater today, and on the marquee on the sign, Gary Witt and his team just changed the marquee at the Pabst Theater to say, Milwaukee has 200 locally owned restaurants downtown and 17 James Beard recognized chefs. That's right outside at the Riverside Theater on Wisconsin Avenue for all the convention goers to see. So it's great that they're finding their way over to Brady Street. How has that impacted your business so far?
Well, you know, I think it's been excellent. This whole RNC thing has been, from our standpoint, a gift. You know, we were pretty bummed out when the DNC got canceled. We were really looking forward to that. All events, you know, we try to embrace from, you know, wherever people are coming from to enjoy our city. And the best part is we have a good story to tell. I mean, like Gary Wood saying, a lot of independent operators. I mean, we're a family-owned independent, you know, operator from Brady Street. I was born and raised on the street. You know, we make fresh handmade pasta every day. And, you know, I guess when you look at it from through our lens, any kind of way to showcase our city with our beautiful lakefront and all the amazing things that are happening, it really, really gives you a little bit more wind in your sail. And so, you know, for Brady Street, I think we've seen people involved with this event coming down our street for the last couple of weeks. You know, if they've been setting up or getting ready. Let's see how it goes for the next couple of days. But no, this has been terrific.
Very good. Gino Cataldo, owner of Dorsia and Joe Katz, right, Gino?
Dorsia, Joe Katz, and St. Bibiana, which is a couple doors down from Joe Katz, and we have a terrific cheeseburger. So come by.
All right, very good. Peggy, got a quick question. Peggy Williams-Smith, CEO of Visit Milwaukee, joins too.
Hi, Gino. I'm glad everything is going well down there on Brady Street.
Oh, Peggy, how are you? You're killing it over there. You guys are killing it. Good job.
Awesome to hear your voice.
All right, all the best with the rest of the convention. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you are listening to WTMJ. Have a good day, Gino.
All right, cheers, guys. Bye.
Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the RNC here in the historic UWM Panther Arena in the heart of the state of Wisconsin, beautiful downtown Milwaukee, joined by the Chief Marketing Officer of Visit Milwaukee and the Chief Executive Officer of Visit Milwaukee today. Let's talk media and data, Peggy and Josh. How are you leveraging the media presence during the RNC to promote maybe some more of Milwaukee's lesser-known attractions and neighborhoods? How do you work with media to encourage? You know, sometimes at conventions, people can kind of get, you get stuck in, hey, I'm going to go from the hotel to the convention center. But you got to get out of that zone a little bit, right? How do you guys work with convention goers to do so?
Well, we worked with this convention specifically prior to the start of the convention. We hosted an event with the National Association of Black Journalists where we brought them in on Saturday, we fed them some food, and we took them on trolley tours outside of the convention district. We have an entire list of stories that we are pitching that include stories from all over the region, not just in downtown Milwaukee. And we do this on a regular basis. Most times that we go to conventions, we bring small locally owned businesses with us to promote themselves while we're on the road so people see the diversity and the breadth of what Milwaukee has to offer.
All right, very good. So post-convention, in terms of, you know, capturing data while people are here and analyzing that data on customer behavior, visitor behavior, how do you tend to work with the data insights on a marketing level after the convention's done?
Yeah, well, you start during the convention and even before. So we've been working with some of our great partners in the industry, Oxford Economics and Zartico, two data companies that help us do cell phone tracking and credit card spending tracking. We'll get full reports post RNC to see how people moved around the city. So did someone come to the Pfizer Forum and then go somewhere throughout the city, whether it was Walker's Point or the North Side, East Side, wherever they might have gone. And then we'll get data on how much spending they did as well. And then we'll have a full report. The RNC host committee that Peggy is a part of is doing a full independent study as well. So we're going to have a lot of data, a lot of resources to release the true full economic impact. 200 million is the number we've been saying from previous conventions. Mm-hmm. That was pre-COVID. That was 2016 in Cleveland, with the rates going up and everything always being more expensive. We won't be surprised if that number is well north of 200 million when it's all said and done.
Right. And you said yesterday the expected total of media attendees has already surpassed your expectations.
That's right. We thought there would be 15,000. The RNC is reporting 30,000 credentialed journalists. We've been working a media table since last Friday, greeting them all, giving them information about the city, sharing our visitor's guide, our map, a full suite of resources that are on our website. So we're answering a lot of questions. We're sending them all over the place from here to Lake Geneva, actually, because they're staying all over. And we've been showcasing the full seven-county region as well as the downtown.
What are you hearing from some of your hotel partners outside of the downtown area in terms of logistics and ease and get around?
We have heard nothing but good things. We have our staff staffed at a lot of the outside hotels as well, and the questions they're fielding are more about, you know, where can I catch the bus? The bus seems to be seamless getting here and leaving as well.
Very good. What else are you looking forward to for the rest of the convention? Like, what are the biggest questions you're getting? I saw you several times out and about yesterday, Peggy. Like, what are people asking you?
You know, I think they want to know what people are saying and what we're hearing, because we are talking to delegates at the opening party, on the street. I've said hello to more people than I've ever said in my entire life, and people are so positive about being here. They're really enjoying their stay. They enjoy the welcome. It is our people that set us apart. We've said this from the very beginning, and it's just coming to fruition this week.
Very good. All right. One of the neighborhoods that's located just outside of where we're sitting is the Brewery District, right between kind of I-43 and the Fiserv and the Theater District. The Brewery District has become one of Milwaukee's newest neighborhoods, 21-acre campus. And we have Jim Hurdle, who owns Best Place, kind of a staple. It used to be the Pabst Brewery. Jim's going to join us after the break to talk about his experiences in his neighborhood. And I'm guessing he had a couple marquee names at his place in the last couple days. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you are listening to WTMJ live at the RNC. Steven. Hey, Jeff Sherman. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We are live at the RNC, located between I-43, Fiserv Forum, and the Deer District, where we are right now. The Brewery District is one of Milwaukee's newest downtown neighborhoods. It's 21 acres, a big campus full of venues, hotels, businesses that are all truly walking distance from the heart of the city. On Juneau Avenue is a small piece of Americana. At Best Place, at the historic Pabst Brewery, the owner and operator, the chief steward, if you will, Jim Hurdle, joins us. Jim, how are you this fine morning?
I am doing so well, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Would you believe I am calling you from a pontoon boat on Little St. Germain Lake between Eagle River and Minocqua?
Wow. Well, I hope your venue is well staffed.
That is the blessing. We worked so hard to get everything organized, and our staff said, just go on your vacation. It's our 60th year, and they're taking care of everything. I'm finally coming back Wednesday night, mainly because your Scripps people are going to be interviewing me Thursday morning, and I'm going to just see a couple of events, and then I'm coming back up north again.
All right.
Here's a shout out to my staff. Thank you for taking care of everybody. We have 12 events for the RNC. Everybody's been complaining about how little they have. We're blessed.
So what did the process look like to book events, and what do you expect to see in the next couple days?
Well, the booking is all over now, I'll tell you. This all happened about a month or two ago. Okay. Most people like us sign up with the RNC. The RNC finds the needs of their delegations, and then they put the two of us together and let us work it out or not work it out. So they probably fed us about 20 leads or inquiries, and we turned 12 of those into events that are spaced out nicely over. They started Sunday, and they go through Thursday night, and
right.
Scripps there Friday morning, and then we return to normal, whatever normal is.
Okay, so you have media entity broadcasting live from the facility. What's your staff telling you in terms of increased foot traffic and business kind of in the Pabst Brewery neighborhood?
You know, that's a good question, because we didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So we were prepared to be inundated with people, and it was actually the flip side there, where we were still hoping to maybe get a lot of people coming on our tours and in our tavern, our gift shop. That has been light. You know, a normal weekend or week, we would get 10 or 20 people on our tour. We were hoping for maybe 30, 40, 50, and we got more like 5 or 10 on our tours.
Yeah.
And a nice business in our gift shop, tavern, and coffee shop. But we are not overwhelmed, I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what we were talking with the Visit Milwaukee officials earlier in the show on, just as the convention goes on, it seems like convention goers will, you know, maybe take a few more risks, if you will, and get to more parts of the city. And I know, Josh, you said Visit Milwaukee's working with convention goers to kind of expand the footprint and get people all around the areas of downtown.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yesterday, the first day of the convention, all the convention goers were in Fiserv Forum all day. They had meetings all day long. Today, those don't begin until 5. They begin at 5 the rest of this week. So we should start seeing more delegates, more people exploring the city the next few days.
All right. Very good. So Jim, in terms of the rest of the summer, what are your plans at Best Place and at the historic Pabst Brewery?
You know, we have 5 things going on. We are going to have a almost every weekend we have two weddings in two different halls on Friday and then again on Saturday. But during the day, we open up at 7 in the morning with a coffee shop, and we get a lot of tourists. So our coffee shop serves beer, wine, and liquor as well, because some people are starting at 8, 9, 10 in the morning. You're in Milwaukee. You want some beer. We have tours and our gift shop, and our beer history tour just lasts a little over an hour, and it gives people a great taste of Milwaukee. We get people from all over the country that come to Milwaukee. And then once they get here, we're one of the top 10 things for people to do because it's just fun. Fun with beer.
All right. Did I hear a rumor that Mitch McConnell's team may be at your place?
I could send you a photo. He was there Sunday night in Blue Ribbon Hall with his wife. And I have to tell you, it's a little bit ominous. I saw a picture and I thought, wow, he's in our place. I mean, let's face it, this is a historic event with very big, powerful people and celebrities coming into our town. And we just want to put our best foot forward and have Milwaukee shine. And what a thrill to have him. And we got, like, David Axelrod coming, Judy Woodward, retired from PBS NewsHour. And I could rattle off people, but I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. We just honestly are grateful and blessed. And we hope the people listening will come and support us. I would venture out. You know, a lot of people are scared, but if I'm going to be in Milwaukee, I'm not staying up here. And even if I wasn't, I'm the kind of guy that likes to nibble at the edges. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to go where there's going to be violence, but I would definitely be curious and want to see what's going on.
Jim Hurdle from Best Place joins us on The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live from the RNC, making our way all around greater downtown Milwaukee this morning, analyzing impact, traffic flow, and just kind of seeing what's happening around the downtown area. Bobby Wilchin is the owner of Cream City Concepts, which includes Airbnbs, bars and restaurants, three on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Westtown, Oak Barrel, 3rd Street Tavern, Who's on 3rd, also has a newer location near the airport, Who's on Layton. Bobby, thanks for spending time with us and being here.
Jeff, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So right away, we got to tell this story. You spent some time at WTMJ back in the day, right?
I did. I was a news producer, I'd say, in 2004, 2005. This is when Greg Matzik was an executive producer. Eric Bilstad was on news, and you guys were on Capitol Drive.
Very good. All right. So what was your path then to the restaurant business? You've grown a great company with a wonderful portfolio in the area and a bunch of Airbnbs in the area as well.
Well, my joke here is that, you know, in radio, well, first they told me I had a face for radio, so that was a great start. I went to UWM for broadcast journalism. Mark Zaromsky was great. And then I started getting offers up north, and you know, that was a tough decision to make. I wasn't passionate enough for radio, but I'd always wanted to create something on my own. So I went to work for a fellow restaurateur that I worked for, you know, to support myself through college. Fell in love with the concept of hospitality. It's great. People work 9 to 5 all day in cubicles or in the trades, and they're looking for great things to do. And I found the passion in hosting and creating events for people.
Very good. All right. And also that passion to be a host, your Airbnb units in downtown Milwaukee, I mean, I know are really unique and have served you and the customers well. What have you seen in terms of demand for RNC, and has it met your expectations?
I think it has. I mean, we're obviously in the epicenter of it. So, you know, when they started allocating hotels and people started discovering they may or may not have the accommodations where they might have to stay up in Green Bay or Kenosha or Madison. That's when the inquiry started going through. We have one group that has three of the five Airbnbs above our restaurant, Opera Public House. They've been in our place since the beginning of July, and they should be leaving probably the 21st, 22nd. So they're part of the convention, so they've got a lot of setup and breakdown to do. So that's been great, and it's obviously added business because it's an elevator ride down to Oak Barrel Public House's restaurant, where we can give them to-go food to go upstairs, or they can dine with us downstairs.
All right. So how has business been after day one in the Westtown area for you?
Well, I think it's been bittersweet. I think that there's some traffic changes, obviously. For example, I stopped in the convention yesterday just to kind of see how many people were inside of the actual convention last night. I had two ways to get out. I could go towards Carson's to the north, or I'd have to walk out of the Pfizer Forum, go down Velo Phillips, and circle back to Major Goolsby's. That obviously makes it a little bit more difficult to circle down into the old World Third Street Entertainment District because the Secret Service has kind of got those areas blocked off. So, you know, lunch was very slow. Again, your broadcast partner there stated earlier that we are hopeful for today. There were attendees that were inside of that Pfizer Forum for about 10 hours. That's a long time. And once you're in the restricted area, they do have a convention festival, they're calling it. Basically, it's just pop-up tents that have different food options for people so they don't have to go in and out of the HARP perimeter. And like you stated before, we have three restaurants that are just outside of the HARP perimeter, about 50 yards away. So, again, we're hopeful for today. We did not see any late-night traffic yesterday. There was a massive thunderstorm with a lot of lightning going on. But so we're not exactly sure what to hope for here in the week. But obviously there's a ton of law enforcement out as well. Those are probably our best customers right now, to be honest, because they're human beings as well and need to eat.
All right, very good. Bobby Wilchin is the owner of Cream City Concepts, which owns Airbnbs, bars, and restaurants downtown. Bobby, I know it's a busy week, so I appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. All the best for the rest of the week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you and see you soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right, coming up next on The Upswing, we're going to look at one of the concerns during the RNC, The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We are live at the RNC with 50,000 people converging on Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention this week. Some organizations and local businesses are saying everyone should be on the lookout for sex trafficking. Constance Kostelic helped write a Medical College of Wisconsin report on sex trafficking ahead of the convention. I've heard concerns from similar large-scale events, Constance, and we wanted to spotlight what you can do to help and to make sure that we're keeping an eye on this issue. Constance, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Sure. So why is it important to raise awareness of this issue, not only around the RNC, but obviously the DNC in Chicago next month?
So concerns, as you indicated, are often raised that large-scale events that are bringing a lot of people into a community may actually increase the likelihood of sex trafficking. The difficult part is the research is actually mixed on whether that's the case or not, but it's still, when we're bringing 50,000 people into Milwaukee and the surrounding area, it really is an opportunity to raise awareness and make people put the information out in front of people to make it more visible. It's a crime that often occurs behind the scenes, and making it more present and visible can make it more likely that we can prevent or interrupt incidents that are happening.
And what are some of the common signs that a person is being trafficked?
Sure. So there's actually quite a few. Some of them can be behavioral, so the individual might be timid or fearful, particularly around certain individuals. They might actually have physical signs of either abuse or even tattoos or scars that might indicate branding by a trafficker. Often the individual might not have freedom of movement, so they may be restricted in what they can do. There may be some disconnect. They may not have much for personal possessions, but at the same time may have clothes and accessories that don't seem to fit with their income level. They may even report that they're traveling a lot. They may not even know necessarily where they're staying. And they may be traveling with either, they may be traveling with a romantic partner who might be noticeably older, or with a group of youth or young adults traveling with an older male or female. So in combination, these signs can be indicators that something just doesn't seem right, and something may be amiss, which could lead to signs of sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in a bar or a restaurant and you sense suspicious activity, what should we do? I mean, and, you know, you talked about some of the common signs, but should we not be afraid to call for help? And how do you work with the venue owners to kind of alert them of suspicious activity?
Sure. Well, one of the things that's often suggested is not necessarily, particularly if the individual might be there with the person that's trafficking them, it might not be best to approach them directly, but there are both local and national resources that you can reach out to, both in the moment as well as follow-up to share concerns or express what's been observed. And certainly communicating with various locations, whether it be bars and restaurants, whether it be hotels, whether it be even points of transportation, and sharing those concerns with individuals that might be running the establishment or security at the location can also be a way to make the connection to resources that may be able to intervene.
All right, Dr. Constance Kostelic, I appreciate your time this morning joining us from the Medical College of Wisconsin, talking about a new report on sex trafficking ahead of the convention and other large-scale events in and around the country. I appreciate you bringing awareness to this issue and spending time with us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for helping to spread the awareness. It's appreciated.
This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. We will be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the RNC. I'm Jeff Sherman. Eric Tillich is the CEO of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. And you may be saying, well, why are you talking about creativity and music? This is politics. Let's talk politics. Well, the conservatory is located on the east side of Milwaukee on beautiful Prospect Avenue, hosts a number of events and classes. And Eric and I were talking a little bit yesterday, and he expressed some, you know, really positive sentiments about the RNC in Milwaukee. But his venue isn't necessarily getting business out of the convention. Eric, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Yeah, great to be here, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Sure. So talk about the process of kind of trying to win business. Just you're just outside of downtown Milwaukee on Prospect. Yep. Obviously a beautiful venue overlooking the lake. You host a number of different events. What did that process look like for you?
Yeah, you know, actually it was very seamless, very organized. The RNC had everything planned out, turnkey, filling out applications to be both a vendor certified organization and a venue certified organization, which we applied for both and were accepted. But I have to tell you, you know, looking at it from just a 10,000 foot viewpoint, there's just so many great venues in Milwaukee. I mean, there's just a ton. And I kind of liken this to selling your house, right? We were marketing ourselves, selling what we could do, and we just didn't catch anybody's eye this time. But next time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful venues across the area, and, you know, only so much to go around. But, hey, next time. And your meeting, I saw your post on LinkedIn yesterday, I thought was a wonderful sentiment. And you said, no matter what side of the political aisle you sit, having Milwaukee host the RNC is a huge deal. Just today, I met people from Norway, Germany, New York City, all parts of the country, Everyone needs to embrace the convention, its delegates, media, and others who are our guests. Let's show the world the best side of Milwaukee and how we go above and beyond to show our hospitality. And that's what the music and creativity scene is all about, right, Eric?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that is, music and creativity is about bringing people together. So if we can just take those type of situations and apply it to this convention, I think we're going to be in great business. And I'm so proud of our city. I mean, I look at all the people that made this happen. And when you look at, you know, the mayor of Milwaukee and the Republican leadership in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, they were able to put their political differences aside and put this together for the greater good of Milwaukee and ultimately the state. So it's just an amazing, amazing thing that's happening here during this week. So I'm very proud of what we're doing.
Great. And you've worked in the fundraising space most of your career. How do you see a political year kind of impacting groups like the Conservatory? Are there impacts there for you, or you just kind of power on despite what year it is?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years, fundraising, and quite honestly, there's just no impact whatsoever, whether Republicans are running the show or Democrats. It just doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people give because they believe in the mission, they trust in the organization that they're going to deliver, and then they open their pocketbooks that way. So there's just no evidence that you know what parties in charge is going to change the charitable landscape. And another thing that people raise, they'll say, well, Eric, you know, there's a charitable deduction, and it gets changed here and there over the course of the years, and the last thing that motivates people to give. It's just low on the list. So it's all about the mission and connecting with people to your mission.
Very good. And we appreciate the mission of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. Eric Tillich is the CEO. I appreciate your time this morning, Eric, and enjoy the rest of the convention and the great Milwaukee summer.
All right, Jeff. Take care, man. Bye.